Chrysanthemum Cliff, can I tell you about a new shopping hack that you may already know?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know? I just learned this. So maybe you know. If you do, someone out there doesn't. If you're looking for a little extra discount, maybe you haven't done some of your Christmas shopping yet because you don't have a lot of money this year and you're like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know what I can afford. Apparently, if you leave a bunch of stuff in your cart, there is now an app that companies are using to track abandoned orders, as they're calling it. And oftentimes, if you have signed up for that company's email address and you have an account and you've got stuff sitting in your cart, they will send you a coupon for free shipping or 15% off. If you're Amazon Prime, I don't know about them because everything is pretty inexpensive as it is. Apparently it works. I haven't tried it. Do you know about this?
Yeah. As someone who builds websites professionally, okay. it's absolutely a thing. Yeah, abandoned cart, you know, trying to get people to pull back. And sometimes it's just an email reminder, but oftentimes, yeah, they'll give you a discount. So I think I've actually, I was trying to think that there was a place that I used to do that on purpose because I knew they did it, but I can't remember where it was offhand. But yeah, no, absolutely 100% something that happens. So what's the worst that's going to happen? It doesn't work.
Definitely yeah. Try. So start just filling up your cart with things you want and see what happens and then report back to us.
The other thing I will say is if you're shopping online, there is like a browser extension called Honey that you can install that when you check out, it will see if there are coupon codes that apply to your order. And I wouldn't say my success rate with it is crazy high, but the other day I got like $45 worth of pizza for $7. So sometimes it definitely works.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. It's called Honey. It installs into whatever browser you use.
You know what's funny? Honey sponsors a lot of podcasters that I listen to.
Oh, man. We should reach out. Honey money.
Yes. All right. So I told you something you already know, Cliff. Tell me something I don't know.
So that's kind of funny because this actually, I was kind of worried about this next thing because I figured you were going to talk about it before I got the chance to.
Okay.
So, you know, when you buy a family gift for your family, like every once in a while, like, you know, we'll buy something that is a gift for the entire family. I think that oftentimes you leave out the furrier members of your family. Like very rarely does a family gift include, you know, your dogs, your cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a game. It is made by a company called Westpaw. You can get it at westpaw.com. It is called the Dog's Best Friend Game. It's $30.
I don't know this game. I am really excited now, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
And it is a game that your entire family plays together, including your dogs.
How did they play?
So it's all about getting your dogs to do. It's kind of a training game, too. So in theory, like not only are you playing a game, but you're doing some light training or playtime with your dog where, you know, you're teaching them how to fetch things or how to stack things or how to find, you know, like I saw him like playing like three card Monty and, you know, the dog had to figure out where the treat was and that kind of thing. So it's a game that you play with your family along with your dogs. You get your dogs a little bit of exercise, a little bit of stimulation, maybe a little bit of training, and the people get to play with it too. It looks really, really, really fun. If my dog was better behaved, I would try it, but it might be better for your dogs who aren't quite as angry as my dog.
You know, it's okay. Your dog is so cute.
He is adorable. It was his birthday the other day, or his, what do they call it? Gotcha day. Yep, that was on the 4th. So we got him 10 years ago.
Congratulations. A decade of dog for Cliff.
He's a good one. Anyway, Dog's Best Friend Game. It looks very fun. There's a video you can go watch.
I thought you were going to talk to me about matching human and dog clothing, which we almost every year talk about it because it's so cute.
It's so fun.
I almost brought it up again this year, but I was like, oh, I don't know. We talk about it every year.
But you know, you can go on Amazon. Like you've been able to do this other places before, but you can go on Amazon and get custom socks with your dog's face on them or anybody else's face. But, you know.
I did know about that. I do love that.
Me too.
Custom socks or silly socks are always such a good gift for people, especially for adults. I don't know about you, Chrysanthemum Cliff, but There are no socks that are easier to match than custom socks. I mean, they just jump out of the laundry. For a while, I was like, oh, yeah, I just want to wear all black socks. I'm an adult now. But if you don't have the same brand of all your socks, it's so maddening to match a big pile of black socks that are all different.
So the worst thing is when I worked with Heather, I wore fun socks to work every single day because why not? I had a drawer full of fun socks. Then I moved to Orlando and I only wear shorts now.
Oh, yeah.
I've worn not shorts like, I don't know, four times in the last 2.5 years. So my fun sock collection just sits there gathering dust because you can't really wear fun dress socks with shorts and sneakers. So
right. And you're not going to wear them like at home, like when you're being cozy. Oh my gosh, Cliff.
Just boring socks all the time. It's kind of a bummer. But on the flip side, I don't have to wear pants anymore. So that's pretty cool.